So you understood a bit, huh?
I understand the intention.
I understand the intention. That is good. Yeah. I mean, if you listen with your heart, you know, it doesn't matter what language
you
use.
You, this is like you're talking to me.
Huh? May I talk?
Yeah, Carlos. We can die any moment, huh? You heard his her nephew, yeah? I mean, in Chiang Mai, he opened the door, yeah? Put his head out, and a big stone fell on top of his head, and he died.
Anytime.
And then we are very, yeah, very sorry that we didn't take the time that we had to practice, yeah? Yeah, Tan Dennis, huh? We believe because we are young, we believe we have such a long time. And we know, you know, our time is running out every day. Huh? But the young people, huh? They think, oh, yeah, I can do it tomorrow, yeah? But tomorrow might never come.
Like the hourglass.
Yeah, like the hourglass, and we don't know how much sand is left. Huh? Yeah? Huh? So we spend our time wasting our time, killing our time, yeah, not paying too much attention. Huh? We see our parents growing old, and then we think we grow old as well. Yeah, it all depends on our karma. Yeah? If you have a long life or a short life.
Oh, Carlos, stay here.
Oh.
All right. Oh, you don't want to listen to English, huh?
No, I won't listen.
Yeah, did the monks understood? Huh? You probably understood pretty much. I mean, we live as a human being, yeah? And huh? But we never ask ourselves, you know, I mean, how is this human life? Yeah? Is it easy? Do we have a lot of happiness? Does this life bring us a lot of happiness, or does it bring us a lot of dukkha? Yeah? Unhappiness, discomfort, dis-ease, yeah. When we think about our life, we have to think about it, you know. For the first 18 years, our parents look after our body, all our body needs, yeah. When we are 18, approximately 18, we have to work for this body, yeah. And we have to work for this body until, you know, we can go into, what is it called? Gassian. What? Until we go into retirement, yeah? And then we hopefully, you know, if we have saved enough or if the government, you know, takes care of us, then we just wait to die. We don't have any strength anymore. Our body doesn't have the same strength as when we were 18 or 20, yeah? So we just wait to die, you know, and then, yeah? But we never ask ourselves, what kind of life do we live? Yeah, is it really worthwhile living? You know, do we have so much happiness? Yeah, that you know that we want to have a next life. Yeah, and a next life, and a next life, because if we want, yeah, I mean, we don't need to listen further. But if we don't want, you know, don't want the next life, yeah, then. I mean, then we have to find a way out of this samsara. We have to find out, you know, the way out of this hamster wheel. Now I call it hamster wheel because it is very picturesque. You see the hamster running, yeah? And actually, he's not moving. Yeah? He doesn't go anywhere. And that is the same with us, yeah? I mean, even though, you know, within the hamster wheel, each line, you know, of the hamster wheel, each thread of the hamster wheel can be one of the 31 realms of existence. So but actually we're not going anywhere. So in this we have to make it clear to ourselves. Yeah? I mean, this is the choice. We have this choice, you know, to stay on and run around, yeah? Or, if we use our wisdom and and decide, you know, I'm in this life, you know, I mean, we really have to, yeah, we have to work so much for this body, yeah. I mean, when we are 18 or 20, we have to work, you know, to earn money, you know, to feed the body, to house the body, to take care of the body, to be able to go to the doctor when the body is sick, yeah, and so on. Yeah? We have to take care of this body all the time so that sometimes we forget the purpose of our life. Because we are constantly concerned with our body. We are constantly concerned with our body. We never think about the one who owns the body, the owner of the body. It is the same thing, you know, if we own a car, yeah? I mean, we have to look after the car. I mean, we have to wash it, you know, we have to put some gasoline into or some benzene into it. Yeah, we have to look at the tires if they have enough. If they have enough air, you know, we have to look, you know, if there's enough water and so on and so on and so on. Huh? We have to take care of the batteries and so on, yeah? So we have to take care of it so that we can drive it. But the car does not care if it has gasoline in it or not. It doesn't care if it has oil in it or not. I mean, the car doesn't care. I mean, if you drive it without oil, you know, the machine will break, yeah? I mean, the car doesn't care. And that's the same thing with our body. The body doesn't care if it doesn't get food or if it doesn't get water. It just reacts on its own, yeah? Just like we drive a car without oil, you know, I mean, the engine cracks, yeah? And then it's gone, yeah? And then it's just bring it to the scrap, yeah? It's the same thing, you know, if you don't drink anything, if you don't, you know, feed the body water, you know, after 4 days, you know, it cracks, yeah? Gone, yeah? If you don't feed it, you know, air, you know, I mean, it cracks after 2 or 3 minutes, yeah? Or if you don't give it food, you know, it cracks after 30 days, yeah? The body doesn't care. It's us, you know, and that is something that we really have to learn, that we really have to, I mean, we have to train ourselves, you know, to look at the owner, to look at the citta, you know, the owner of this body, you know, and to train that citta. Because the only way how we can find the way out of samsara is to train this citta to see what is actually happening, to see how much, you know, how much we have to put into maintaining this body and how little we gain from it, yeah? Because, you know, this life, you know, I mean, put so much effort in this body, in the next life, we have to put the same kind of effort, yeah? If we have a human birth. But if we don't have a human birth, I mean, we will experience all the bad things, you know, that we've done in this life, yeah? Or some of us, you know, will experience all the good things that they've done in this life. But when these good things run out, or when the merit runs out, I mean, we have to come and, yeah? we have to come down back, you know, into this human realm, you know, and work again, you know, to be able, you know, it is just like, you know, I mean, you work, I don't know, 50 weeks a year and have two weeks of holiday. And then you know, all the money that you save for the holidays, you know, you spend it for the 2 weeks, you know, and then after that you have to go back to working hell. And then work again, so that you can trust, you know, from 1 year, you know, in Germany you have 6 weeks, you know, but in America you have just 2 weeks, yeah? 2 weeks holiday, yeah? You work 50 weeks, you know, to have 2 weeks holidays, and then you spend all the money that you gathered, you know, and then you're happy for these 2 weeks, and then for 50 weeks you have to work again, you know, to get 2 weeks of holidays, yeah? And we do that and we never think. We never think about it. Huh? We think, yeah, it is common, you know, because our parents did it, you know, our friends are doing it, everybody around is doing the same thing. Yeah? It is the same thing as when the Lord Buddha, you know, investigated it and said, when he saw that person, you know, then he asked himself, you know, is everybody dying? Yeah? Oh, everybody's dying, so I'm dying as well. Huh? And then he saw a sick person. Is everybody sick? You know, I mean, so I'm getting sick. And then he saw a newborn. You know, everybody's born, yeah? So there's birth, you know, there's death, there's sickness, yeah? And there's old age, yeah? But then he saw, you know, on the last day, you know, he saw a samana. He saw a recluse, yeah? And said, why is he not living the same way as the others? He saw this samana, he saw this recluse, and he saw, I mean, he must be looking for something that I haven't seen yet. So he followed, yeah? He followed the path and became a samana to find the way out. And in the end, he found it, yeah? And then he taught it, you know, out of metta, out of compassion for us, he taught us the way. Otherwise, we would be stuck. Otherwise, nobody would tell us, you know, I mean, there's a way out. Otherwise, you know, just like our friends, like our family, like our parents, yeah, everybody is working his butt off, you know, and actually what do we gain, you know? Huh? Nobody tells us, you know, when we do all these bad things, you know, we go to hell, or when we do all these good things, we go to heaven, you know. But even then, you know, when we come from a Christianity background, I mean, hell is eternal and heaven is eternal. But that is not true in Buddhism, yeah? I mean, that's why I say, you know, with holidays, once you get rid of your merit, or once you used up your merit, you know, then you go back into the working hell. Or if you have some debt to pay, and then you go straight to the hell. Yeah? And just to remind ourselves, you know, how precious this life is. Because this life in a human birth, out of 31 realms, this is the most precious life that we have as a human being. The Lord Buddha said, you know, it is very difficult. It is very difficult to become a human birth, yeah? To get a human birth. And when we have a human birth, it is very difficult to find the true Dhamma. And when we find the true Dhamma, it is very difficult to find an Arahant or the Buddha. And now in our lives, you know, some of us, you know, have met it, you know, most of the Thais have actually had all three things. And they don't take this, you know, don't take this precious thing, you know, and make something out of it. And we don't, you know, we think our next life, yeah, you know, we're just the same, yeah. I mean, we see the true Dhamma, or we see this, or we see that. That is not necessarily, because we might not even be born as a human being. We might have done something so bad, you know, in our past, you know, that we are first going to hell, or we have done something so good, you know, that we first go into heaven. And if we are in heaven, you know, I mean, it's a lot of joy. I mean, who in heaven thinks about practicing? Huh? I mean, if you don't have dukkha, would you have come here? No. I mean, you would enjoy your life, you know. Until it is suddenly over, you know, and then you say, oh, why? Yeah. So that's why the human realm, you know, where you have sukha and dukkha, you know, at about the same amount, yeah? That's where we can see, you know, what is sukha, what is dukkha. We can investigate, you know, what is the difference between sukha and dukkha, you know, and where does the sukha come from, where does the dukkha come from? We can investigate and find a way out. Okay, that's enough. But we have to reflect about it often. Yeah? Otherwise we get into this treadmill. Yeah? Like, I mean, look at the people around you. I mean, you're here in Thailand, but look at the people around you. They are in this treadmill. And they don't think about these things. Even though, you know, they go to the monasteries, you know, sometimes they hear something, you know, and they shake up, you know, they leave the monastery, go back to the house, and everything is the same. Just like you go to Bangkok, you know, and suddenly, you know, I mean, there's nothing left of this. Okay, finished. So the next book is already, you know, in the making.
When I went to Bangkok, I actually went to another monastery,
yeah,
because I promised I would go.
Yeah.
And when they were having the celebration, and so I gave the Ajahn there, I gave him a copy of your book.
Uh-huh.
I said, this is so you could, for your library, when you practice your English,
yeah,
he's a Thai, but he speaks English.
Uh-huh.
When you practice your English, uh-huh, some idea. He's the one that told me to come to you.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so, he goes, oh, thank you so much.